Former New York Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver has been found guilty of taking nearly $4 million in bribes and kickbacks. He was convicted on charges of conspiracy, fraud, and extortion. Silver joins a long list of New York state legislators who've been kicked out of office on ethical and criminal charges. And now, a group of concerned citizens wants to shine a light on New York's shady reputation. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports.
Las Vegas has the Mob Museum, Washington, D.C. has a spy museum, and if Bruce Roeder has his way, there'll be a museum of political corruption in Albany, New York.
Welcome to the state capitol, Hansi, a marvelous piece of Romanesque architecture, and what some would claim is also the epicenter of all that's wrong with New York state government.
The state has a crooked past. Remember Boss Tweed and Tammany Hall? In the last decade alone, over 30 state office holders have been accused or convicted of wrongdoing. Today, a jury found the former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver guilty of multiple corruption charges, and the former Senate Majority Leader is facing separate corruption charges in court.
I tell people, quite frankly, I want to institutionalize corruption.
Bruce Roeder is on his way. He has a provisional state museum charter and nonprofit status from the IRS.
I want it to be laughed at, and I want people to learn about it.
In fact, he's even held the museum's first board meeting in his own dining room.
I am pleased to call to order this meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Museum of Political Corruption.
Lawyers, professors, and other professionals recently gathered for lunch and discussed their progress so far.
We've opened our museum store online where you can purchase items such as kickbacks and perhaps someday a Preet Bharara action figure.
Oh, wow.
Indictments to be sold separately.
He's talking about one of the U.S. attorneys in New York who's been called the state's anti-corruption crusader. Roeder also plans to build a lobby of lobbyists.
We're going to have the Cozy Crony Cafe, and we're going to have a cookbook entitled How to Cook Your Books cookbook.
Puns aside, museum board member Frank Anacarico, who teaches government at Hamilton College, says he hopes this museum will appeal to young visitors.
When you grow up in this country, you start paying taxes, and those taxes are supposed to be used to benefit you in particular ways. And here's how those taxes become actual government services. And here's what can go wrong.
The museum's organizers say they want people to leave the museum feeling less jaded about politicians. Donna Kuba serves on the board and designs museum exhibitions.
I personally believe and hope that most politicians don't go into this politics with the idea of being corrupt, but somehow or another, the process helps temptation.
The Museum of Political Corruption is set to open in 2019, says Roeder.
And we hope you will come back and visit, and perhaps we can even get you a discount if you know somebody.
You know, I think I know a guy. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.